This spring, follow what feels right, like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Businesses in Dublin's South Inner City will soon face fines for leaving plastic bins on the street for collection. That's as part of the ban on bags introduced in September. However, just 30% of businesses have changed from bin bags to wheelie bins or larger refuse bins so far. Ian Redmond, operator of Ohana Tiki Bar on Harcourt Street and co-owner of Hyde, joins us now. Ian, why is the rate of take-up of changing from bin bags to other options, why is it so low?
Good morning, Shane. The problem is it's a storage issue. The premises are so tight and small in Dublin city centre in many cases that there just isn't storage to put in an 1100 litre wheelie bin that we can put bin bags into. So we have to use smaller wheelie bins. And even in that case, there isn't room for smaller wheelie bins. So they have to use plastic prepaid bags. So that's the problem. And trying to get the bags off the street so that they're not ripped open, it's really, really tough. But it's a problem that needs to be solved.
It absolutely does. And would that be the case for 70% of businesses? Would a lot of businesses not have a back entrance, for example? They could put a wheelie bin at the back?
Yeah, absolutely. But quite possibly that there isn't these spaces to put them in. You know, it's really, really tough when you're storing refuge at back entrances. Then you have a problem with the Dublin City Fire Officer coming around going, you have a wheelie bin in your back entrance blocking a fire escape. So it's a huge issue. So it's I know there's been eight years in the planning since this derogation, since the legislation came in 2016. But it is going to be a problem. Now, I fully agree the streets of Dublin, they absolutely need to be cleaned up. It's so disheartening coming into the city.
Well, I thought it was really noticeable over the Christmas period when obviously you don't have, I think, the level of street cleaning you would have in normal periods. I thought some of the streets around Dublin were filthy over Christmas.
Look, I've been saying it since COVID, there just hasn't seemed to be the effort by Dublin City Council put into cleaning the streets of Dublin. And it's not a nice job to have to do, but the streets have to be cleaned on a daily basis and they're just not being cleaned. I've said it before, the top of Grafton Street is disgusting. The smell of urine around Grafton Street, whether it's from the horses, horses and carriages, but it's actually rotten to walk down past the top of Grafton Street at Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, and just general filth around Dublin City. It's not been handled well enough. You know, this is a good move. We have to get these plastic bags off the streets because they're constantly being ripped open with people looking for plastic bottles for the recycling scheme. That's exacerbated the problem. But we just need these, we need the rubbish cleaned up off the streets of Dublin.
So what is the solution then if it's not, you know, if it isn't wheelie bins for some of these premises, what is the solution? Because I think we all agree we need to take plastic bags off the streets.
Well, I think it has to be wheelie bins, but I think the council has to get more involved because the operators only do so many collections, and you know, sometimes their traffic management, a bin truck can't get down a street. Where we are in Hyde, it's very tight to get a bin truck down, and if there's any sort of blockage, we miss our collection. So it's really tough to manage the actual collection of your waste, and especially when you're a food operation as well. You're not just dealing with paper waste, recyclable waste. It's waste that is actually causing problems with rodents and vermin.
Okay, all right. Let's hope there is a resolution found. Thank you for talking to us, Ian Redmond there, operator of Ohana Tiki Bar in Harcourt Street, co-owner of Hyde. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
Now, the time is 17 minutes past seven. A murder investigation has been launched following the death of a 58-year-old man, John O'Connor, in New Ross, County Wexford, and two men were arrested over the man's death on Tuesday. And Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, brings us the latest. Conor, what do we know?
So So as you say, Ciara, John O'Connor, a 58-year-old man, he was murdered in a house on the Clun Fada estate in New Ross on New Year's Eve. And of the two men who were detained for questioning, one of them is actually still being held. So after the postmortem was performed on the remains of John O'Connor, the case was upgraded to a murder inquiry. Now, the man being held, he was known to John O'Connor. He is a person who is very well known to Gardaí as well. He's got a lot of convictions through his life and recently served the prison sentence and was only freed from jail in the last couple of weeks, as we understand it. So he is the main person of interest at the centre of the inquiry. He is still being held, as I say, by the Gardaí, and he would have to be released or, without charge or charged with a crime today in relation to the case. So we're just, you know, waiting to see what happens that element of it.
Okay, so we're waiting to see whether charges or not are being brought. What do we know about the victim, John O'Connor?
Well, John O'Connor lived on the Clun Fada estate where he was found dead, and we understand that he knew the man who was being held for questioning, though, you know, they're not related. But he did know him from the New Ross area. So Gardaí are really just trying to determine why John O'Connor was attacked at his home. You know, he was described by local people as a very well-known person in the area. He seemed to be very popular, had a lot of friends there, and there is a lot of shock, obviously, on the estate that he has been killed in the way that he has.
Look, thank you very much for joining us with that update this morning. That is Conor Lally there, Irish Times crime and security editor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.